A Tibetan man has set himself on fire in New Delhi.
A teenage girl has become the latest in a series of Tibetans to set themselves on fire.
A Tibetan monk named Sonam Wangyal said his prayers, burned some incense, and then set himself on fire.
These are the screams of horrified witnesses to the extreme self-immolation method of protest that's becoming more and more common in the Tibetan community. Over the last 13 months, there's been a wave of Tibetans setting themselves on fire in protest against Chinese religious and political oppression, the latest taking place on March 30th, bringing the total to 33. Tenzin Norbu, a Tibetan now living and working in America, articulates why he believes the current wave of self-immolations is intensifying.
This is the only way they can express their feelings, because I can understand their situation.
Of those who have sacrificed their life, 17 have been monks or nuns, strict believers of Tibetan Buddhism. Sophie Richardson of Human Rights Watch explains the significance of the protests.
For a religion that places enormous value on life, people who are indeed religious figures themselves, who are committing suicide, I think reflects a depth of frustration that is difficult to understand as anything other than, since we can't live the way we want to anyway, this has become really our last form of protest.
Chinese rule over Tibet dates back to 1950, when the communist regime took over the region. Professor Robbie Barnett of the Modern Tibetan Studies School at Columbia University says that Tibetans may not have always been opposed to the Chinese.
It's possible that when the Chinese first arrived in the 1950s with their army and took over Tibet, that people from the agricultural communities probably were quite enthusiastic about communism, because lots of them were given land and their debts were all removed, and they also promised that their religion would be protected.
This feeling didn't last long, however, as the Chinese have increasingly placed rules and restrictions on how Tibetans practice their religion. Much of the intolerance is tied up with the Tibetan religious leader, His Holiness the Dalai Lama. Journalist Jonathan Green.
In Tibet, you get 5 years in prison just for holding a photograph of the Dalai Lama.
Tenzin Norbu remembers life growing up in Tibet.
We cannot openly practice religion. So after I left Tibet, came to India, and then began to understand what is the real Buddhism.
Thousands of Tibetans have left the country over the years and settled in Nepal and India in search of religious refuge. Rebecca Novick of the Tibet Connection told me this is becoming increasingly difficult due to the growing Chinese influence in Nepal. As a result, life in both countries is very different.
In Nepal, it's